Yo, what's up, everybody? It is the 89th episode of True the Side.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hello, dude.
And Mr. Joel Hernandez.
My guy, what's up, my guy?
Did I throw you off a little bit there,
yeah,
Joel?
Man.
You're ready to go first? Yeah, did they give you a little...
Get his mouth open. Yeah, he was looking up.
He almost said it to your name. He was almost like, hey, I'll be Alvin for the day. How did you guys fare with that snowstorm yesterday? Okay.
Easy peasy, yo.
Yo, compared to what we got in the past, that's like a softer thing, bro. Like, yeah. That was a storm?
Yes. I thought it was pretty decent. It was a pretty good one, I thought.
Yeah?
Nah, bro.
Maybe, I don't know, just maybe all the places I went weren't plowed at all.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah. Because like, you're on the road.
Yeah, I drive for work, so like it was pretty brutal out there. Yeah.
Like the traffic was shit.
Yeah.
Traffic was
no,
was
the
garbage.
Roads weren't dangerous or anything. I felt okay. It was just everyone else forgets how to drive and then it turns into a mess. And
yeah,
the
but
roads
it wasn't
cleared.
It
and,
wasn't like I remember like how many years ago, like where it was like Christmas Eve and we were going to Scarborough from Saga. That was a snowstorm.
Because
the piles that the plows were putting up were like bigger than the car.
Holy.
That was a fucking snowstorm.
Yeah.
It doesn't snow like it used to.
Yesterday was like flurries. But again, like you said, people forget.
It's the first big snowfall too, so no one has their winter tires. Even though it's already snowed once.
Okay, yo, like, they forgot about it. If you don't have them on by now, it's fucking December.
That's me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but your tires are still new though.
That's the thing. That's why I think I'm good for this winter. My tires are all brand new. My favorite is still the ice storm from whatever year that was. That was wild.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
That was like, it's quite
3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
Six, 5, 6 years.
But that's when all the trees were frozen, no?
Yeah, like falling, and all the trees fell over.
It was like when Elsa left.
tell us.
When Elsa left the castle
on,
and went
Dad.
Into the mountains,
yeah.
All the trees were frozen.
Mm-hmm. And when she sings Let It Go,
that's
what it
where
was
Disney
like.
Got their inspiration, because someone who was writing for Disney was living in Ontario.
Yeah.
And they saw the trees and, like, oh my God, Elsa. And that's it.
That's it.
Well, anyways.
That's how the story goes.
Moving on from those lies, we've got a good show this week, and it might actually be a short episode this time, unless we get back into talking about Frozen, then it could go on for a while.
Oh, it's going to pop up.
The NBA's Sneaker King has finally signed a shoe endorsement deal. We're going to recap the first few days of CGS to 2020, and we get to find out if people really do live in Medicine Hat, Alberta. And because we're coming off Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we're going to talk about sales.
Sales.
First, fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Rob Lee, formerly known as Lil Rolex. From a couple of weeks ago, if you guys remember.
Oh, nice.
Rob Lee.
Yes, he changed his at.
I knew a Rob Lee in like high school.
Was it all one word? Because this is a first last name. It's not Rob Lee.
Rob Lee.
Robert Lee.
Robert Lee. Bob. Bob Lee.
Are you half Asian?
I'm sure he's at least some Asian with the last name Lee. Let us know, Rob.
No, what about David Lee? David Lee looks like pure white.
That's true. That basketball player we're talking about?
Yeah.
That's from like a long time ago. Is it Golden State? Is that what he played for? Holy crap.
He was nice in Golden State, yo.
I forgot about David Lee. Oh my
Did you say David Lee?
Yeah, you said David Lee. You're good. Maybe it's not going to be a short episode. All right, Rob Lee. Sorry about that, little Rolex. He says, hey, I have a fire round question I'd love to hear the squad's opinions on. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before, but it's always nice to touch back on it because maybe our opinions have changed. Is resale killing the industry, and what would you do about it? Short and sweet question there, but not going to be a short and sweet answer. What do you think, Alvin?
Well, initially, I thought it was killing the game, but that was like a year and a bit ago? When we first started the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like anti
That was like the
most anti-most resellers.
That was the way to get Goon Alvin to come out. Was talking about resellers.
Resellers.
Yeah.
And then you would just hear that.
It was mainly because of like the lineups and like how stupid it got. And
yeah, it's just based on your past experiences. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now that I don't line up and I can't pull the trigger on shoes, I've grown an appreciation for them. And it also depends on how like they carry themselves within the stores and shit. Mm. Like if you go to OD Toronto, that's like next level.
And they're resellers.
Museum. Yeah. But at the same time, though, they are. But at the same time, they're also kind of like professors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's how you know professor, doing it the right way. Professor Shaheen Steele. Still? Yeah. Shaheen Steele.
Shaheen Steele.
Because he'll steal your girl, obviously. Jeez. Steal your girl. Like, they're just like, it's just like the stuff they're doing with that store and all that crazy stuff is dope, man. Because it's like they're essentially just dropping knowledge. And like showing people, they're welcoming people. They're not going to shun you off if you're just going to stop by and look at their shit.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, you're not buying anything? Okay, then. I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you. They're just, they want you to come in there and just not buy stuff. And it's just different now, man. Because like, I don't know. You could find shit that you never thought you could find and actually buy them if you could afford it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about it. I feel like they're helping. I feel like some stores and some resellers are definitely helping the community. In many ways. Mm.
Joel, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree too, man. Like, it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? It's a part of the game now. Resellers drive up the hype. And the hype is what, you know, gets these companies to push out, you know, heat for us, right?
And, that's very true.
You know, if we're fortunate enough to get our hands on them, then so be it. If not, then... you know, we got to find a nice reseller to cut us like, you know, some slack, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. I was on the fence at the get-go, but, you know, I guess I've learned to come to terms with it and whatnot and just accept it for what it is right now for the community.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys, obviously, wholeheartedly. Like, I guess it depends on who you know as well. Yeah. Like, we have a lot of really good friends who are resellers and they're just... At the end of the day, really good guys.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't know if this is what he meant or how he meant the question to be answered or not, but like the wording he said is resale killing the industry. So I just want to touch on that for a second because
like that's the
shoe industry. Because I think that's a slightly different question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he meant it to be or not, but I think killing the industry, perhaps, potentially.
Yes.
Because now people only care about hype shit and GRs that sit on the shelf. Yeah. And we'll actually get to that later. This all kind of ties into what we're going to talk about afterwards. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there definitely is the potential that as much as the sneaker industry is booming on the outside, on the inside, it's actually crumbling because these stores can't actually afford to stay open because they're not selling anything except for a hype release here and there, like 4 or 5 times a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if that's what he means, then yes, resale potentially, or Alvin thinks, yes, it is killing the industry. And then he says, what would you guys do about it? Is there anything you guys would change about the resale industry? There's not much.
I don't know if we can.
Yeah. It's kind of like a self-sustaining thing. Like if like I, you want to say like, I think we talked about this before. You want to be able to say like, oh, I wish it was how it was 10 years ago was better, whatever. But it's just the accessibility that we all touched on.
Yeah, but also 10 years ago, we were younger.
Yeah.
And we didn't have as many responsibilities and other priorities. Mm-hmm. And we could just go do stupid shit and pull the trigger.
Yeah. Or line up.
On shoes.
Or line up,
yeah. Whereas now it's like you're not, you don't have the ability to as much as before. So it's just like, it's more of a struggle now. So it's just... Yeah.
It all kind of goes hand in hand, right? Yeah. Like, as you grow up, you see the need a lot more for resellers than, like, when I was 16, 17, 18 years old working in retail, it was like, oh, I close that day. I'll just go line up, and then I'll go to work after that. Like, a lot of the times now that's not an option when you work a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it all kind of goes hand in hand. So that top part of the question is definitely tough to answer. Mm-hmm. But that's a good question. Rob Lee, Lil Rolex, let us know if you know Alvin from high school. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Burbercut.
Wow, I was getting you all so hyped up and getting in like my monster truck voice, and then you gave me that. Man.
Super fucking cute.
All right, there we go. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get it. All right. Sunday. Super cute Sunday. So I'm going to go first. I don't have a reason. I just want to. And that's it. So that's my my pick this week is a dunk. For the trillionth time, my pick is a dunk. And this week it's a Dunk SB in collaboration with, I don't know how to say this, I'm sorry if I butcher this or when I butcher it. It's OSKI. It's either Oski, Oski, Oski.
Where are they from?
It's,
see, now, if it's from Australia.
See,
Oski.
Oski.
Oski. It's a Swedish.
Oski.
Oski. Maybe it's Oski.
Oski. Oski. All of our Swedish listeners.
Sorry.
Send us.
First of all, sorry. Second of all,
send us a pronunciation.
Okay, so the first name of the individual who's collaborating is Oscar. His nickname is Uski.
Oh,
okay. So that's, I guess, where it comes from.
Maybe it's like a nickname.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like Uska.
Uski.
Come here, Uski.
Maybe it's Uska. I don't know. We could spend an hour figuring this out if you want. So he's a Swedish skateboarder. And the collaboration is incredibly unique. It's a Dunk High, sail midsole, all black upper, sounds really anticlimactic, black laces, black tongue, but the swoosh is replaced with a shark.
Yeah.
It is.
Seen that.
It's just a shark.
Shark.
And I think that's really cool. I mean, there's not much more you can say. I'm a big fan of August and Shark Week, so.
Yeah.
These are pretty cool. I've never seen anything like this. When I first saw the picture, I was like, are these even real? Like, these don't look like they would actually release
because
from
of
Nike.
The swoosh.
Yeah.
I questioned it too, but
it's I was like, cool. Is this real? Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like 5-6 years ago, Nike would never let anybody.
It looks like that
like
dude.
This.
What's that guy's name? Herb Juice? The guy who makes the swooshes and all the patches?
Oh, yeah, the patches. Oh, yeah.
It looks like he did a collabo with Nike.
Yeah.
And they actually finally let him put one of his, like.
Yeah.
Stuff on there.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Super unique. I've never seen anything like this before. Mm. I think this is a really cool piece. They're releasing December 14th and we're busy that day. We're going to Soul Exchange. So I would scoop them, but I might have to pass. But yeah, these are really cool. Like really, really cool. I'm gonna call them a scoop because I think this is one of those pieces in 10 years that people are gonna be like,
whoa.
Point to it, yeah, because I think it could start something there with the swoosh. Doesn't even look like a swoosh anymore. It's a fucking shark.
Yeah, man.
Alvin, what is your pick?
It's supposed to be only one shoe, but it's like a whole corduroy pack. So it's an Air Max 98 and 97. There's two pairs for each, and all of them are just engulfed in corduroy.
So if my math is correct, that's 6 pairs.
4.
Okay.
Sorry. 6. Yes. No, there's 4.
9?
They're honestly super dope. Gives me like hella SW vibes.
Yep.
Not in the color scheme sense, just because there's not as much color
blocking
in them. But just like the materials and the quality of it, it's dope. The 297s, one of them comes with like a charcoal gray with a sail and then like a light blue. Mm. The other one, which is probably the pick from the two that I would purchase, starts off with a salmon and then like a dark brown, and then the mud guard is like a khaki sail, and the swoosh is like a royal blue.
Yeah.
Very dope.
I like that.
Super cool. One of the 98s looks like a Moab kind of ish colorway. And then the other one is just more like a neutral. It's got some pink, Same thing, pink, khaki, and like a mustard yellow. Super dope pack. They're supposed to be
these palettes they chose.
They're very pastel-y. Nice. Yes. You know what I mean? Very simple, very summery. They already released in Japan. So if any Japan homies want to give me a fan price, like, holla at me. And then they're apparently supposed to release stateside at some point. There isn't a price point that I could have find. But they're all very, very sexy. Like, these would be definitely like a scoop if I could afford them, or if they even came to Canada, but we'll see what happens.
There are a couple of big ifs. Joel, what is your pick?
Okay, so
sorry,
my pick is the Hannon Shop by New Balance 990 version 5. Yeah. So it's a pretty much like a triple black sneaker, dad shoe, but in the 3M aspect of it, that shit just lights up.
Mm-hmm. 3M.
The laces pop, the end pops, the webbing on the toe pops. Everything just is like underlaid with the 3M. Mm. They went really hard on the shoe. Cordura AFT mesh toe box, wrapped in pigskin suede. They just went all out with the materials. Kind of underwhelming for me, considering it's like a collabo. And you would think, like, you know, with like a M. Delore.
Yeah.
De Leon,
M. A. Leon.
Yeah.
M. Delore.
Like these, like, you know what I mean? Like these collabos.
You can tell who took French.
Yeah, man.
M. A. Leon Dior.
There you go. Yeah.
Like all that stuff. Like, you know, like these collabos, they go all out. Like, you know, just like with that pack that you just brought up.
Yeah. Mm. The corduroy.
Colors pop. But Hannon,
they just like,
what happened, guys?
Let's just make it all black, actually.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine being so bored of collabs that your shop is just like,
this is like the anti-collab.
We're going to be like, let's make an all black shoe. Can you imagine New Balance approaches you and they're like, we want to give you a shoe. You're going to have a collab. And you're like, okay, perfect. I already know exactly what I want to do.
Black on black
and
on black.
Triple black with black. Some 3M. And they're like, are you sure? That's what you want to put on it, and let's do it right now. Oh my god,
let's do it. Yeah,
we're gonna kill it. Triple black.
But yeah, very underwhelming. Like I said, the release date is I think this weekend. I believe.
Doesn't matter.
December 6th.
You could have done so much.
Drops.
Issue,
it's for a lot of money.
You could have done anything.
Yeah,
I didn't even try, man.
I think it was like 280. US or
no one's caught. I'm gonna that's like a sale thing.
But yeah, man.
I don't even want it ever.
Listen, if I was a high school kid and I had to wear all black shoes, I would wait till those go on clearance, like 75% off.
For real.
And then cop them.
And then get them.
And you have a collab high school shoe.
Done, no fam. Sick, wear that every day to school with my gray pants.
That's so disappointing, man. That these shops are so like done with collabs.
I know,
like,
man.
Triple black. Wait till spring balance. When they do triple white. Just wait.
If these brands do not, brands and stores do not appreciate collabs with you, hit us up. We'll do you one right.
Let us get you a sellout. Let us get you an immediate sellout.
Facts.
We're ready.
For real, man.
The door is always open.
For just real. Make it limited to 3 pairs and it will sell out.
One time.
Easy.
But immediately. Yeah, like I said, December 6th, $280 Canadian dollars.
Ooh. Damn. That's a pass.
No bueno. Triple black.
Super poop.
No look pass. Man.
Triple poop.
Get out of here.
For the triple black.
Triple poop. Hannon and Amendolore.
Hannon.
Next up, This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Just one headline to cover this week, but it's kind of a doozy. It's got some intricate details in there that are going to be fun to talk about, too. The NBA's Sneaker King has finally signed an endorsement deal. Everyone can sleep easy at night because PJ Tucker has signed a 6-figure multi-year endorsement deal with Nike. Whoa, I know. I had to pause for dramatic effect because no one saw that one coming.
Yeah. I did it. Damn, Nike.
Holy smokes. run the headlines, everybody. No one saw this coming. No. So the reason that this is kind of a big deal is because PJ Tucker is not like a typical Nike athlete. Mm-hmm. He's not a superstar. Mm-hmm. He's not even a star. Let's be honest. Yeah. He's like a role player.
In my eyes.
Okay. Mm. I'm a star in your eyes too, and that's not great company that he's in. He's not like he's literally a role player on a championship contender nonetheless, but. Yeah. He sits in the corner and throws up threes and gets rebounds.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a typical Nike athlete, and they're giving him six-figure money over a couple of years to wear their shoes.
But that's also because he's going to spend it rebuying shoes for resale.
Like, that's where it gets kind of interesting.
To be on court.
To me. Yeah. Like, he was signed with Nike previously, but I think this whole sneaker king and fashion thing has really taken off as of late, especially this season. Like, he's shown out like crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's going to continue that or if they'll start putting him in their performance line to try and get that stuff to sell.
The thing is, though, the people who respect him and follow him I would assume are like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, as much as we like performance basketball shoes because we do ball.
Yeah. That's not why you like PJ Tucker.
I like PJ Tucker because he's gangster.
Yeah.
Wears dope shoes to the court and then is crazy enough to wear dope shoes
on
the court. So that's why I rate him like a hundo P.
So this is where the real question really comes in then. If he is just going to continue to run wild and wear like crazy, like samples, PEs, one of ones, whatever, like just stupid stuff. Like when I saw him post those Kobe Yeezys, the purple, I was like, there's like four of those in the world. One is Kanye and one is Kobe. One is probably fucking Mark Parker.
Yeah.
And
ridiculous.
How is the other one PJ Tucker? Like, it makes no sense. I was like, what in the world? How do you even have these? But my question then is why pay him $1 million to do something or probably several million dollars to do something he was going to do anyways? If you're Nike, I'm saying. Because he's been doing it for the whole season. He's been doing it for his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Why pay him so much money if he's just going to do it regardless of whether you pay him or not?
Yeah.
That's my mindset if I'm Nike. Like, why would they do that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, they just don't want him wearing any competitors at all. But, I mean, you're paying a lot of money for him to do something he was going to do regardless.
He's going to do regardless. But yeah, it's like it just they just don't benefit from it because it's like when he rocks the shoes, the kids, the rich kids, will be like, oh, he's balling in like, you know, Chicago Off-Whites.
Yeah.
You know, mom and dad, can you give me Chicago Off-Whites because PJ Tucker's about no problem. And they'll go drop like, you know, like a couple of racks.
From StockX.
Yeah, from StockX.
Not from Nike. Yeah.
So Nike's not making cake.
At the end of the day, I guess it helps their brand image, but I guess that would be it in my mind. It's like they have this NBA player and they can frame it as wearing the shoes as what they're made for. Their basketball shoes are their core. PJ doesn't care. This is like brand image like 101. Like you want this cool guy wearing your shoes who's kind of a rebel and like a badass. But like at the end of the day, he was gonna do it anyways, so I don't see why pay him.
Well, unless because you know how they're trying to do all this like pro-tro stuff for like Kobe and maybe they'll probably end up doing it for LeBron's. Or they've done LeBron shit too.
Yeah, his stuff's come back out now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll like, I don't know, give him some PEs of that. And or they'll just make him play in those pro-tros and like bring back retro basketball kind of.
But then that's the thing. Then it goes back to that's not what he is. He's not wearing the Heat anymore. He's wearing a PJ Tucker PE, which I'm sorry is not really screaming, I need that.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it at length. Like you want to emulate these players by wearing what they're wearing. I don't want to emulate PJ Tucker, no offense, because he's not a superstar.
Yeah.
If Luka Doncic wears it, I want to wear it. Mm-hmm. Or if whoever, Giannis, Pascal Siakam, Terrence Davis Jr.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting conversation. I'm interested to see where it goes because it's going to be, we'll see, right? Because like if he starts wearing pro-tros, I think it kind of ruins it for me. I could see exactly why they would do it. I agree with you. I think that's the direction they're going to end up going, and it kind of taints it a little bit.
Yeah.
Unless they just start throwing him some crazy, like, retro PEs, like one-of-one PJ Tucker, like Jordan 4s in like a Houston Rockets colorway with like a PJ stitched on the heel or something. Like then we're talking.
Yeah.
Then I could see some crazy shit.
Like the old school PEs, yeah.
Yeah. Like how they used to do, PEs with like the initials and the number stitched on the heel. Mm-hmm. Like PJ 13 or whatever fucking number he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's 13.
Like Jay Rich and all that.
Yeah. Bibby, like all, yeah. I think that's maybe where they're going. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I didn't get any shoes last week. Joel?
Nada.
Alvin got shoes last week.
Alvin got shoes last week.
Alvin got shoes last week. Yep.
I did. No, it was this week.
This week.
Was it yesterday?
It was like Monday? Was today
yesterday
Tuesday?
Is Monday.
Oh, shit.
What a week.
Damn. So Monday, drive home from work. Oh no, it was on the weekend.
Whoa.
Sunday
delivery. Sunday.
One of them. Anyway, I'm getting home from somewhere and there's a few packages there because we ordered Christmas presents and stuff from like all the Black Friday and stuff like that. And I see a box and it's like a sneaker shaped or sized box.
Everything, every box is a sneaker shape.
Yeah,
box.
And I was like, yo, what did I order? Like, what? I didn't order sneakers. Fuck, good thing Sasha's not home.
You're sleep shopping again.
Yo, real talk. It's a real thing. And then as I get closer, it's like, it has Adidas tape on it. And I'm like, ooh.
Okay.
Three stripe tape. And then when I open the box, it's like, it's a James Harden Volume 4 box. And I'm like, ooh, what colorway is this? And I was thinking it might have been like the other pink colorway with the blue on it.
Yep. Cotton candy looking.
Yeah. Yeah, those ones. But as I open the box, it's like I see black suede and I put the tissue aside and I see gold. And I was like, ooh.
OVO.
Yeah. Initially, I mean, coming from, we're Toronto, man. So it's like, you already know, like anything black and gold, obviously you relate to Drake.
Automatically OVO.
Really clean colorway. Really dope shoe. Black and gold. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah,
goes with the city jerseys.
Yep, it does. Wonder if Kyle Lowry will be wearing those tonight.
He's been rocking Harden 4s. Harden Volume 4, sorry.
Yep.
So I mean, who knows, man? I'm pretty sure he's got some P's in them too, so maybe this is low key his color.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, really clean. Really simple, very shiny gold. Thank you, Adidas.
Yeah, I like that it's chromed.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's a good touch.
And it's subtle. Like, they didn't try to do toe box full gold.
Like, yeah.
It's little hints of gold that just, like, especially if you're going to ball in them, like, you don't want that shit cracking, right? So.
Yeah, what was the nickname? I saw you post it.
I'm a star.
I like that.
I'm pretty sure you're a star already, James.
I thought I told you.
It's okay.
I'm a star. That song? Who's that by? Jeremiah? Was it Jeremiah?
Flashing
Shout
lights?
Out to Jeremiah, friend of the show. Yeah. So you guys didn't do any Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping for shoes?
Did I?
Uh-oh.
Honestly, I put a bunch of shit in the cart, and I don't know if I can't remember.
I don't remember if I clicked pay or not.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what shows up at the door in the next week or two, but...
Damn. Yeah. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. Nothing for you, Joel? No Black Friday?
I did look around.
Yeah?
I did have a couple things in the cart.
Yo, I almost copped a bunch of shit from Mitchell Ness, like, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And then I hezzied because I was like, oh, but about the duties?
Duties. Yeah, you get hit.
Always the duties.
It's so cheap, but like the duties.
The duties. Damn duties.
Damn duties. Poo-poo duty. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip and hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Couple of e-messages this week. We made no mistakes. We are, in fact, perfect. First, from Bryant K. K. It's Bryant K. He says, answers to your questions on the pod, because he wrote in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
He says, currently living in Atlanta, but I call Calgary home. Ooh. I think we knew that.
Yeah, because he went to school, remember?
Yeah, I believe we knew that, and we completely forgot.
And then he went to a concert, or he was a part of a... concert or
that's
like a halftime show.
Yeah, we know his entire life, basically. We're best friends. He says, and y'all are right, no one really lives in the hat anymore.
The hat.
The fact that it's called the hat.
The hat.
I think that's a good reason why people don't live there anymore. He says, I mean, my grandparents do live there and I go visit them, but it's definitely a city people more often move away from. That's sad. Yay. Poor Medicine Hat. Oh, well. Anyways, next up. I don't feel bad for Medicine Hat. From Troy Alexander.
Oh my brother.
Very good friend of the show. We should have him on. Yo. We should have him on soon.
I can't remember if we congratulated you yet, but congratulations on the new addition to the family.
Congratulations, yo.
Beautiful baby.
Be ready for that.
Yeah,
you already know.
Alvin will be up and helping you. Don't worry.
Mm-mm. Nah, bro. I went through that. Good luck. I know you could do it.
Yeah.
You're a really good guy, so I know you're going to be a really good dad.
That's how it works. Yeah. Good guy, good
hit
dad.
Hit me up if you need to like advice or anything, but I can't help you in terms of sleep. Yeah,
you're on your own.
Alvin will resell you a bunch of Kaya's old stuff.
Yeah.
Resell. It's all expensive. So this is in relation to his fire round question. I think it was 2 weeks ago about collabs and what makes them pop. He says, I feel like the design language needs to be consistent so the model, colors, and materials all come together seamlessly. Mm. I think one that really pushed the boundaries of this was the Sean Witherspoon 97-1.
Uh-huh.
Mm. A shoe I loved, had many pairs of. Okay, chill, low-key flex.
Easy.
But ultimately sold all of them because they didn't wear well on my feet. I guess that's a side note. Yeah. But he said, all of that starts with the story. One of my favorite examples is when a brand's identity is projected onto a shoe. I think a lot of sneakers just don't have a strong raison d'être. He was French.
Ooh,
and fail to stand out. Do you know what that means, Joel?
M. Leon Delors.
He actually did reference that as well.
Oh, did he?
He did. He said a good example of the brand's identity projected on a shoe was the M. Delorn, as you called it.
M. Delorn.
Yeah. Raison d'être means reason to be. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's a really good... I like that phrase, actually. I've never used that before. But that's a good description of what a collab should be. Like, what's the reason? Like, the all black Hanan New Balance, like, what is the reason of it existing?
They needed a pair.
What purpose is it serving in the world?
A night shoe.
It's for the grand... Okay, listen. There
for
is
being
a purpose.
Invisible.
Invisible, here. Here's one for you.
Uh-oh.
Hanan is from the UK, I assume. Somewhere in Europe.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
They're special ops... army team wants to be more comfortable,
true,
but also be safe. So should they be not undercover and just walking across the street and wearing those shoes? They want to be able to be seen. But if they are undercover, I'm just talking shit, guys.
That was the most shit I've ever heard talked out of anyone.
The 3M will flash and
as soon as the 3M flashes, you're dead. Yeah, all sneaker brands out there and all brands in general trying to collaborate with sneaker brands, make sure your collab has a reason to be. What is the reason for it?
For real.
Like, the Shawns feel like they fall into a place in time and into, like, the Nike timeline really well, and there's a reason for it to exist.
Yeah.
The Justin Timberlake 3s, both of them, they feel like they belong. Like, there's a Super Bowl pair, and it's, like, different, and it introduced a new silhouette, the JTH, the Tinkers, and then there's the brown one for the Man of the Woods.
Bio Beige.
It's Man of the Woods, the album, all that. It exists for a reason.
Yeah.
The Hanans. They should have remained Hanonymous.
Yo.
Hanonymous.
Hanonymous.
Next up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up. Sorry, I was giving a thumbs down. You guys couldn't hear it. Or thumbs down. Because we're going to be talking about sales and Black Friday and all that kind of stuff, slightly sneaker-related, I want to know, BOGO, not box logo, buy one, get one. Mostly buy one, get one half.
Yeah.
If you remember from Foot Locker. Alvin.
Down.
Oh.
Up.
Down.
Fuck.
Yo, someone eat that.
Please,
I want to explain that.
I want to explain that really bad. I have a lot to say about that.
Same.
Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. This week, Joel. has an NSR question.
La lasagna
for us. Yes, we had a very delicious lasagna
for dinner. From Amlador.
Yeah.
Amlador.
Open the door.
Okay, so I'm walking. Okay, I'm walking. Just picture me walking.
Okay,
I'm walking to get bubble tea.
Ooh.
And I hit you guys up like, yo, what do you guys want?
Ooh.
Alvin, what do you want?
Oh, shit.
Yo, my go-to, it depends on which shop you're going to. But if it's real fruit.
Yeah, real
fruit. Aaron Mills.
Yeah.
Specifically in Aaron Mills.
Yeah. It's the Mango Diamond Slush with tapioca. Sick. Shout out to at Mango Diamond Slush, a.k.a. Elisa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mango Diamond Slush.
Yeah, that's a sick-ass Instagram
name. That's my go-to with Kaya. That's like, real, I get a large and we share.
And she asks for it. Yeah, I've heard her ask for Mango Diamond Slush. Yeah.
Sick. So what am I getting you, yo?
Mine, if you're asking.
Yeah.
It's like a large...
Ooh.
Taro with tapioca.
Nah.
Taro slush, to be specific. Taro slush with tapioca.
Yeah, I don't like the ice. Like the black tea, because like, there's too much ice sometimes.
Too much ice.
The tea, I drink it in 30
seconds.
Yeah.
It's gone.
And it's too much ice, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you, Cuzzo?
I'm going to get the apple slush.
What? I've had apple.
Apple slush with lychee jelly.
Oh,
shit.
Wait, where's that from, though?
From
I'm going tomorrow. I want that.
Do it, yo.
I want
to try the honeydew real quick too.
Because honeydew.
Yeah, you know what? For the first time, because this was a really wholesome NSR, we're gonna do a ding, not a buzz. We're gonna do time's up. That was 30 seconds. Next up, promos. First up on Saturday, December 14th, 1 week away from this episode airing. Seven days for all you doing the math. I know. The Ultimate Sneaker Show by Soul Exchange Canada is returning for the umpteenth time. Wow, we just got a DM from them right now. Wow, look at that. Live and direct from Soul Exchange Canada.
Holy.
They wanted to make... Are you guys promoting it?
No.
No.
Why would
Sunday,
we do
Sunday,
that?
Sunday, Sunday.
Saturday. Saturday, December 14th, 1 week away from this episode airing from 12 to 6 at where, Alvin?
The Enercare Center.
Correct. What do they have there, Joel?
Shoes.
Correct. Trading pit, food court, and sporting zone, to be more specific.
Yeah, food court, though, I'm looking forward to.
Food court, man. I want to know if they have bubble tea.
Yeah, yo.
You know what to get us now. Yeah.
Shit.
If anyone's wondering. We do hope to see you there. We are going to do our best to make it out. And for all you listening, for all those who don't skip over the promos every week on the podcast, we are going to give away... Five. Cinco. How do you say it in French, Joel?
I am de Leor.
Cinq. Five pairs of tickets. You and your friends, you and your puppy, you and your side thing, whoever can go to Soul Exchange Canada. Five people. And all you need to do to win a pair of tickets, five individuals are going to win. Be the first five, I guess. We're going to take callers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in our Instagram DM. Yeah. Let us know one item that
or email.
Mm-hmm. If whichever you don't have Instagram. Yeah. Or text us, whatever. Don't text
us. If you have my number, don't text me.
Alvin's number. Email us or DM us with the answer to this question. And please only do it if you're actually able to attend.
Yeah.
Don't be like from like Australia might and then be like, I won the tickets. Like, don't take them from someone else who can attend. But five people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that order, five pairs of tickets to the first five people who let us know. Just one item that we sold at Shoe Hall 2 in
Shoe Hall 2 Hall.
In the summer. Shoe Hall 2 Hall. On what day was
that? One item.
July something. If.
Yeah.
17th, I think.
I can't remember. It was a great day.
Though. One item. Yeah. Just tell us one thing that we sold at Shoe Hall over the summer.
Uh-huh.
And we will make sure you get a pair of tickets to Soul Exchange. Soul Exchange's Ultimate Sneaker Show on December 14th.
By pair, do you mean one ticket?
I actually mean the fruit.
Ooh.
Oh.
We're going to send you a pair ticket.
It's one ticket and a pair.
It's going to be a ticket printed on a pair.
In a pair.
On a pair. Shout out to all the pairs. Hey. It is a pair as in two.
Two tickets,
a duo.
Guys.
A duo of tickets.
So hit us up ASAP, Rocky.
For you and your biffle.
So we can get you that.
To attend the Ultimate Sneaker Show. And also, Something else that's going on right now and will be going on for the next several weeks, CGS's countdown to 2020. CGS, that's us. Nice. We have, where are we, 3 days in now? Today's day three.
Yeah.
It's been crazy so far.
Yeah, man.
Keep it up, everybody. If you've been participating, we appreciate you. Thank you. If you haven't started yet, it's not too late.
No.
It only takes one entry.
Yeah, man.
It only takes one. I'm probably going to end up stopping at like December 7th, and I still might win. Just kidding. Just kidding. I am going to win. And I will not stop at December 7th. But yeah, it only takes one entry. Like, you don't necessarily have to participate every day. Mm. Just show out. Use the hashtag once, twice, three times if you post a shoe picture this month. It is fun to count down the entire month, but not everyone can.
It's great.
Not everyone has the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It is a lot of work. We do understand that. Mm. So yes, thank you to everyone who has participated thus far. Alvin actually has the stats on him.
Yes.
For how many people, how many individuals have participated thus far.
Currently, we have 78 different users.
That's awesome.
Participating. And currently, I haven't tallied all of them up, but we are currently at 158 entries.
So that means everybody, almost everybody has participated all 3 days so far. That's very good.
Yeah. And it's only been 3 days. It's going to get hectic. Like,
it's going to get quite hectic. People are going to start jumping in later in the month when we start announcing prizes and whatnot. It always works out that way. Stay tuned for bonus days as we begin to announce them.
Yeah, if you could do that, two times.
That's how you get bonus. Bear.
Yeah.
Bear entries. Literally a bear entry. We're going to put a bear emoji in the slot where your entry goes. Any notable submissions you guys have seen, like some crazy stuff? Or I think the favorite thing that I've seen so far is just the people wearing their stuff in the snow, like crazy heat. I think it was Ahmad 444 wore his off-white Chicago Air Jordan 1s in the snow.
Yeah,
I saw another individual, I don't remember who it was, wear the Travis Scott ones in the snow.
There was a few Travis Scott ones on the front.
People came out of the gate strong.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anything you guys noticed specifically?
Oh, man. There was a lot of SBs yesterday, to be specific. Mm-hmm. Or like dunks.
Kirk Vandermeer wore Tokyo 5s the first day in the snow.
It's good to see you come out the cave, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute since I've seen a picture.
It's actually really funny because I look at it, like, I've been going through like some of the people who are participating, and some of the people's last Instagram post was like January 1st of last year when they participated. Like, some people only use Instagram to participate in the countdown, which is kind of funny, and I feel bad for the people who follow them because that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm down with it.
It's dope to see. We got some stateside.
Yeah. Yeah,
Stateside family.
Thank you to everybody.
Our homie Sandubi from UK.
Across the pond.
Our Canadian living in the UK.
Crikey, mate. Just nuts.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we should mention this year, we are going to not just allow, because we're not going to stop you from participating, but we will honor your entries if you're not from Canada.
Yeah.
If you're from anywhere in the world, we'll honor your entries. And if you win, you win, man. We may ask you to split shipping with us or something like that, depending on where
Where you come from. Yeah. I mean, if we're shipping to Australia, that's a shoe.
Yeah. That's quite a bit of money.
That's a shoe.
We promise the prize will be worth it regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
So anybody worldwide, feel free to participate. It's not only Canadians, even though we are.
Canada got soul.
Thanks for completing my sandwiches.
Yeah.
So now on to our main discussion this week. So as we mentioned, as everybody in the world knows, this past week was Black Friday.
Who?
It was Cyber Monday yesterday.
Yeah.
We didn't buy it. Did you buy anything at all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Bear.
Oh,
not
really?
For me though.
Like Christmas presents and such?
Maybe for me.
Okay. That flipped real quick.
I had to think about it, but yeah, mostly Christmas presents. A few small knickknacks.
Okay. We'll call them knickknacks. Yes. Joel, did you buy anything?
I scooped a pair on Friday.
Ooh. A pair of what? Why didn't this come up in previous Zane Kicks when I asked, did you buy any shoes?
Because he was joking.
Oh my God. He knew this was coming.
But you'll see it. You'll see it when it comes. But they had
what did you buy? You'll see.
They had like, it was knocked down and then you're able to spend, like, you're able to save an additional percentage.
Oh, one of those of that. So double, I was like, doubles.
Yo, if I could get this for this much, why not?
Oh, so he wants to keep it a surprise, yeah, I think. You'll see, you can tell us off air.
When it comes in, when it comes
tell
in.
Us off
what
air.
Store? Yeah. What store?
Livestock? From Livestock.
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
I think I know what it is too.
Can we guess?
Adidas ZX.
Adidas Livestock?
Not 9000.
The Adidas Livestock.
Oh, yeah,
9000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the last size 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost bought that one, bro.
You guys,
just because it was a size 10, I was like, Joel might like these.
Joel was trying to cash out, and he's like, why can't I buy it? And Alvin had it in his cart. He's like, I kind of want this.
What's going on, man?
Yo, that colorway is crazy, bro.
That's OG Mint.
Yeah. Oh,
I was wrong. I thought it was the Livestock Adidas collaboration.
Those were dope, too.
But that was on there, but they were still pricey.
Yeah. Yeah, but the OGs were a really good price.
Yeah. They were like almost like $100.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And the color was dope, and it was a size 10, bro.
Yeah. Huh? I was like, yo. It's there.
Look at ZX boys over here. Look at us.
Shout out to ZX boys, though.
Shout out, J-Dow.
The homies.
Yo. So real quick, before we jump into this, how do you guys overall feel about Black Friday, specifically in Canada? Because it is still kind of weird to me that we have this quote-unquote holiday. Yeah. Do you guys have any opinions on the Black Friday, Cyber Monday thing from Canada?
I guess from our kind of point of view, it's pretty cool. Because it's like, not only do we get like Black Friday to save up on stuff, we also get like Boxing Day. You know what I mean? So it's.
Because Boxing Day apparently is not a thing in the States.
Yeah.
Not like it is here.
Mm. So it's a good thing.
You're a fan of it? What do you think, Alvin?
I'm cool about it.
When it first came to Canada, I thought it was pointless because...
Oh, man. I remember exactly where I was when it first came to Canada.
Because, like, the sales weren't even worth it. Like, it was still...
You and I were working at Foot Locker.
Yeah. It was still never comparable to what you would get if you
stateside.
Go Black...
In the States, yeah.
Black Friday shopping in the stateside. Mm. But I guess because people or, like, companies and brands saw how many Canadians were crossing the border for it.
Yeah.
Why don't we take advantage? Yeah. But so, like, recently... I found that Black Friday deals are better than Boxing Day deals.
Mm.
Or they're just like, they're similar.
Yeah.
Because before, man, like, oh, 20%, what the fuck is 20% off?
Yeah.
Or 10% off. Yeah. Or free shipping. Cool. You're going to pay for my shipping, but like, what am I really saving?
Shipping should always be free anyways.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, definitely big fan of it now. Before, though, I was just like, there's no point to having this.
Mm.
I remember the first Black Friday when, like, Canada was trying to introduce it. Yeah. You and I worked at Bramley City Center.
Yeah.
We worked at Foot Locker.
Yep.
And the mall was like, we're doing Black Friday. And initially, I was like, what?
And weren't we open till midnight?
Yeah. We were open until midnight. Mm-hmm. Not at absolute
till midnight.
Soul came into the store after 9 p.m.
But we were singing, though.
But we were just hanging out, doing absolutely nothing. The sale was probably 15% off.
Yeah.
And that's probably when Canada had, or Ontario had 15% tax. It's literally no tax. Like,
it was SBC discount.
And pointless. Yeah, it was SBC discount back when SBC, shout out to SBC discount.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was stupid.
Mm.
And now I actually heard recently Black Friday has surpassed Boxing Day as the biggest shopping day in Canada of the year.
For sure.
Which is makes sense because you can buy your Christmas gifts, you can get everything out of the way now, which is a cool time to have the occasion. I don't want to call it a holiday.
Mm.
My gripe with it, and the reason I still think it's incredibly stupid that Canada has Black Friday, is because it's not a holiday.
Yeah, that too.
It's American Thanksgiving on the Thursday, and then they all eat, and then the day after, everything stays closed, so they all go shopping, and they all spend crazy amounts of money.
Yeah.
Do people not go to work? Because I drove by Yorkdale that day, like, while I was working, and the parking lot was full.
Crazy.
At, like, 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, do these people take the day off for Black Friday? That's crazy.
Well, did you notice that traffic was light, though, on
It
Friday?
Was so light.
Yeah, so that's
because
why
everyone was shopping at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Booked the day off,
But it was like, I still think it's so silly. Like, I'm not hating on it, because it's a good time to do Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And then we also have Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas, which is also dope. But I still think it's really stupid that we even celebrate this.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's because brands and the government, I guess everybody saw every Canadian used to cross the border and go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I did it one time. It's still insanely better
still
in America.
Mm.
But yeah, I did it one time and I was like, this is pretty sweet in the States. But yeah, they tried to capitalize it and keep people here. It was rough the first couple of years. Uh-huh. People were not down and people were still going to Buffalo. And then once brands start to step their games up and have the discounts that they have
give
now.
Give me that good discount, bro. Yeah, you want me to stay in Canada and spend my money with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me like something equivalent to what they're saving in the States, because that's like shit.
Especially if it's like you want to buy the same, like a Nike shoe. So you want to buy a pair of Air Force Ones as a really easy example. Mm. In Canada, they're 120 Canadian. Yeah. If you go to the States on Black Friday, they're $40
bucks plus whatever. 50%
off. Something stupid. And plus it's the exact same shoe. If you're Nike, just make it the same price in Canada so that your consumer can go into a Nike store in Canada and first of all, spend it locally and then spend more.
Yeah.
You're going to buy the Air Force and then some.
Mm. Yeah, I'd buy four pairs.
Yeah, for man. $45. I bought a lot of Air Forces for that price. Damn.
We can go to Mac House and shit and customize, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, we got a whole concept going on now. Anyways, so this brings me to the whole concept of, because it's definitely changed a lot of sales, of outlets, of all these holidays and everything. So we're going to start with outlets. When you guys go to an outlet, what do you typically look for at an outlet? We'll say a Nike outlet because it's the easiest example.
Gems.
Where do you start?
Straight to the back.
Yeah.
I go sneakers first.
Sneakers first. Yeah.
So straight to the hash wall.
Straight to the hash wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's usually extra 30% off.
Yeah.
If there's nothing there, I kind of take a peek at whatever's on the regular shelves.
Yeah.
But not really, because I don't really care about that shit. Yeah. And then I go to apparel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Depending on, like, if it's Nike, definitely apparel, because they have some gems.
So that's your order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel, what's your process?
Because I haven't been to Halton in a while. I go to Dixie.
Yep.
Ooh.
So with Dixie, they got the, on the side of the I guess, what do you call it? Where the shoes are. It's got, you know, 30% off, extra 30% off.
Yeah.
I look for those red tags.
Yeah.
See where they are.
Yeah.
If it's on the sneakers, Joma's getting a pair. If it's on like whatever, like if it's on his side of the sneakers, he's getting a pair. If it's on my side, I'll go take a look. And just like you, I'll go take a look at what's there at the sneakers. And then I'll go to the apparel. And then I'll go to socks.
Oh, so, to socks.
Oh, yeah. Socks are clutch at the outlet.
Yeah.
So much cheaper.
Yeah. So
that's a good one. I think I'm in the same boat. I definitely prefer hash because that's where you usually find those one-offs and like the random thing that came from like the website or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you definitely got to do the stacks because you do occasionally find the good stuff in the rows and then apparel. But I don't like, I go straight to the clearance, like last call.
Yeah.
Like literally same thing as like hash. It's essentially hash wall for clothing. Like that one rack of like
one rack.
Where there's one onesies. Like that's my favorite. And then accessories is a good point. I forget. And then I actually do the round on the women's side too. Because I can do a women's 10. I don't look for anybody else. I can do a women's 10 or 10 and a half. So I look for myself.
Yeah.
And then I'll do grade school. I actually do infant for Kaya. I still always check for Kaya.
Nice.
There's never anything. Sorry. Trash. I scour the whole store after that. Like, it's a process.
Yeah.
It's always us, like us first. Like, I'll look for me first.
Straight to 8.5, 9.
And
for
then
me.
I'll go.
And then it goes, periphery.
And if there's no XLs, then I'm like, okay, fine. I'll check like Kaya's size. I'll check Sasha's size. And then I'll be like, you know what? If I'm feeling like extra shoppy that day, I'll go to the women's apparel and I'll check.
Extra shoppy.
Yo, Dixie's
clothing is
the best for apparel, bro. Especially
holy
women's apparel.
Yeah.
Shout out to Karen Calibuso. I know she's found some gems, like Nike Lab shit for dirt cheap out there.
Jeez.
And it's just like, and the sample size? Crazy for women.
Yeah.
If you're a large men's, I'm not. I'm XL, bro. You got to make sample size XL or double XL.
We have some friends of the show who found some really insane, like there was cause clothing at Dixie recently.
I think that was Aaron Kicks.
Yeah.
Showing us a picture.
Some cause clothing there. Yeah. Dixie in general is like a crazy
ridiculous
place. So, bless you.
Thank you.
Have you guys noticed that outlets have kind of changed over the years, though? Like, I think that because they added more, because they're kind of everywhere now. Like, do you remember making the treks to Burl Oak?
Yeah.
When there was nothing, like Von Mills sucked.
Mm.
And the next closest one after Burl Oak was like Kitchener.
Lundy's Lane
in Niagara Falls. Like making the trek to Burl Oak and you always found something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it being a thing, like you weren't going and you were having to put stuff back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I can't, you had to pick what you want. And now it's like, oh, I didn't find anything today at all.
Mm.
Like, you guys have noticed this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think is causing all that?
There's a lot more. They have to spread out the
stock.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck us. What do they call
it? What's the word?
Like the stock more.
Because there's more stores.
Mm.
And then they allocate it, obviously, depending on what the store sells. So it's just like, yeah. Definitely, like, we used to be able to go into Halton Hills because it was newer than Vaughn at a certain point and find something every time we went.
Every single time.
And now it's like, I've gone, this is probably like my third time this year going. I haven't found anything.
It used to be a thing. Like, I would make a point to go at least once a month.
Yeah.
Most likely, like, once every other week, I was at an outlet, just like looking around and scouring and seeing what there was.
Apparel wise, though, this past weekend, I was able to purchase this ACG, like, fleece sweater jacket.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Very, very warm. Uh-huh. Shout out to. I'm like, yo. Because there was a pink one. You know how like ACG does stupid colors and they're sexy? But the pink one wasn't on sale. Mm. I was like, yo, are those on sale? Like, knowing they weren't, I was asking like the homies that were there.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro, those are like regular, like,
yeah,
regular price, regular, quote unquote.
Like 180.
Like,
or
nothing additional off on top of that.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the homie Bassam, shout out, sup, Bassam. He's like, yo, I think I have an XL in like all black one. I'm like, yo, don't tell me that shit. And he's like, and yo, I think there's an extra, like, I think it was like 25, 30% off. He brought it out. He's like, yo, it's a bit boxy. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm boxy. Give me that. And it was sexy, bro. And it's so warm and I love it. But like, nice. Just like random stuff like that. And luckily we know people.
Yeah, that's part of it as well, I think, is like, if back in the day, it wasn't such a, sneakers weren't so mainstream, I guess you want to call it, stuff would actually reach the shelf. Yeah. And be able to sit there long enough for you, a consumer, to go in and find it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, because everyone knows everything, like even the casual consumer or casual employee knows what heat or cool shoes are.
Yeah.
So it rarely even meets the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, knowing people who work at outlets is clutch for us. Mm. I feel so bad for everyone else because I'm like, This never touched the shelf. Yeah. Like the moon landing Air Max 90, Lunar Air Max 90s a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's an insane shoe for an outlet to get. Yeah. And they got dozens of them. Mm. And I don't think they ever touched the floor.
No.
Ever. Not at all. Mm. And I ended up with like six pairs at one point, or four or five pairs at least at one point. Like something ridiculous. So, I mean, knowing somebody is definitely a thing. And I think because sneakers are now so known, well-known and mainstream, it's like, outlets are tough, man. I haven't bought something from an outlet in a long time.
Yeah, same here.
Are you guys more picky now with outlet stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it was cheap, I would buy it.
Like, mainly for space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But before, I didn't give a fuck because I didn't know where I was going to move. And I just could stack shoes wherever I wanted in the bedroom.
Yeah. This whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah. My whole mom's house.
Now it's like space. So now it's just like definitely that. And it's just like, I rarely find shoes now. It's mostly like now I find apparel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If anything.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like, part of it for me, I agree. Like, it's such an added expense to your yearly sneaker budget.
Yeah.
If you're adding like an extra $50 a month for like a pair of shoes that you just bought because it was cheap.
Yeah.
There was I think Faisal Kamisa, a good friend of the show, Faze Cam on Instagram.
Yeah, buddy.
Tweeted out, I don't know who needs to hear this, but just because it's 50% off doesn't mean you need it.
Yeah, facts.
And like, that's a big fact. Like, sometimes you need to remind yourself of that because that's what I was.
Tough, man.
When I first started and you're just getting into sneakers and you go to the outlet and it's like, you open the door and it's like the light shines on your face and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, just cheap shoes everywhere and you're like, I can build my collection in 3 days here. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so there's that. Like, it was just, it adds so much unnecessary sneakers. And then it's storing them. Like, this is just like a mini rant, but the no tops on the box, I've not bought shoes from the outlet because I'm like, where am I putting that box with no lid on it?
Yeah.
They chopped the lid off and I'm like, this is useless to me now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw the box out at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last time I bought a shoe from the outlet was in Florida when we went.
Mm.
And that's like 6 months ago.
I found a box for that.
Did you? I threw the box out.
It like, was annoying that I didn't have the box.
That's a door shoe for me now.
Yeah.
No, because it's a box.
I put mine in a box too.
It's a door shoe for me because it didn't have a box. That's how much the box means to me now.
Yeah.
Because I see Joel, I respect it, I love it, but I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up right now at a stack of shoes. I'm going to call Joel out. And there's a boost box there. I think it's an Ultra Boost. Mm-hmm. And it's written in Sharpie, says, Air Force One Hong Kong. Yeah. That Adidas box with the yellow stripes and the Adidas logo and the black Sharpie. You have nice penmanship, Joel.
Oh, thanks.
It says Air Force One Hong Kong. That would drive me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I have one shoe in my closet like that, and it was the Easter Air Max 180s that Joel sold me. And they're in the box for the Atmos Supreme Air Max 1 Animal Pack 1.0.
Yeah.
Like, Joel, what's wrong with you? You're a maniac.
I don't need the box.
It's literally like a $4,000 shoe. And he's like, you can put the 180s in that box.
Yeah.
It's just right all over it. I was like, Joel, do you want this box back?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I can't do the half box, man. Like, look, Joel, you have no half boxes.
I have half boxes either. Oh,
they're empty.
Yeah, you look at how ugly they look.
Tilting back. That's
look at how bad that stack looks. That's why you hide it over there.
Yeah, man. I should cover that up with like a blanket or something. You should put it under a tarp.
Yeah.
I know, man.
It's an eyesore. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
For real.
I can't do the half box.
Yeah.
But yeah, outlets are definitely different. I used to love outlets, and now I kind of have a love-hate thing with outlets because I know I'm not going to find anything. Yeah.
I go for the conversation.
But I still go.
Yeah, for real.
I go for the conversation.
Yeah.
The only place I would have a good conversation is Halton Hills because I know people there, and I hate that mall. So it's like...
You have to go at the right time.
There's no right time for that mall for me. I don't live in Milton. I can't walk there like you. Like
I can't walk there either. Actually, I could.
Anyone could, really, but... No, it's so far, and like, that's just another gripe. Halton Hills, get a better parking lot. What about like in-store sales?
Mm.
Like, do you guys even ever go into shoe stores when they say they're having a sale? Like, if it's just not Black Friday or Boxing Day, but they send out these email blasts, I feel like I get 7 a day from all these boutiques, and it says like buy one get one half, and this is on sale, and it's the end of March sale, whatever it is. Do you guys ever actually be like, oh, I think I'm gonna go check this out? Like, is that ever a thing that you have ever done?
No, because everything's online. And if it's a small boutique, like if it's a local small boutique, you can just literally, most of them just have whatever they have in stock online. It's more like stores like Foot Locker or like the big box stores where it's like, oh yeah, here on sale, check it out online, but like half of their stock.
Yeah. Foot Locker Canada's website is not the best.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if it's like a boutique store, I'll definitely like, I'll hop on, not to buy. Well, hopefully not to buy, but like definitely check out a sale if they send me an email about one. If it's like above 25%.
Okay, so let's say you're in a store then. You walk in and you see stuff on sale. Does it actually entice you to buy? Or, like, when I see stuff on sale, you obviously... Here's the thing that we always talk about. When you walk into a sneaker store nowadays, you know exactly what they have on the wall before you even leave your house.
Yeah.
Like, when I leave my house and I'm like, okay, I'm going to Square One, I know exactly what is on every single sneaker wall in that mall already because we've been seeing it on websites and Instagram and talking about it on the podcast for 6 months already.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and it's like, okay, it's $20 off. And I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
When I see something on sale in a store, it honestly just tells me, okay, this is going to end up at the outlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if it's on sale, it's probably still not going to sell, to be honest. And then it's going to get sent back and it's going to end up at the outlet. Mm-hmm. And then I know if it ends up at the outlet, I'm not going to actually get it because the employees are going to take it. But that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that in-store sales even really matter anymore because you already know what they have.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same as it used to be where you had to go in and see, like, oh, they have this on sale. Like, do you guys feel the same way? Or, like, is it because I don't work in sneaker retail anymore and it's just kind of weird?
There's just access to everything, man. You don't have to go to a permanent physical store, bro.
Yeah.
None of my Black Friday shopping was done in a store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I lie.
Well, you brave. You bought yesterday. The ACG jacket. But
yesterday. But for the most part, like, everything was bought online. Like, it was so easy. Like, so it's definitely like different.
It's incredibly different.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one half is a scam. Sorry, we're not supposed to talk about it, but I'm going to say it right now. So there's always we always actually talk about it on here. Do you ever see this stuff that's coming out and say, I'm going to wait for a sale? I'm going to wait for that to go on sale.
That's like every shoe.
Yeah. It's like, but the thing is, do you actually ever go back and say, oh, it's on sale now, I'm going to get it? Does that actually happen? Because I always say, I'll wait for it to go on sale. And then it goes on sale and I'm like, actually, never mind.
Yeah.
Like, does that happen to you too?
Yeah, it happens to me.
Sometimes. For a few pairs. It also depends on what I've already purchased over the year. This year's been stupid for me, so I should not be buying any more pairs.
That's true. Like, all the stuff that I seem to want is older stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So stores are just like, I still go in them every time I'm at a mall. Like, I still walk into every Foot Locker or Champs or sneaker store. I don't know why. Why am I? That's just maybe a side story. I don't know why I do it, because I know what they have.
For me, it's to
I know
see
I'm not going to buy anything.
So it's sitting now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's a good reason.
Like, I want to know if that last Jordan sold out or if it's still on the shelf. You know what I mean? I want to see, like, how they're doing in terms of, like, that. But, I mean, I just, half the time, I just go in just to go in, just to be, like, just to, you know.
To exist.
Or I'll check if there's anything on sale for Kaya or
shit
like that. But, like, I don't, I still don't buy much from stores.
So, not specifically for sneakers, but I guess we can relate it to that. Do you guys still enjoy, like, the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Boxing Day thing? Like, is it still... Clearly, yeah, you had a big weekend, so I guess you're still a fan of
it. No, they're good, man. And it's like, I don't really shop like that during the year. Unless it's like a stupid deal, like, oh, flannels for like $10. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Give me all of them.
Yeah. But yeah, that's when. And then same thing, like, man, the Christmas shopping is so much easier. Like, everything's so much cheaper. So you can, like, get more things technically for the same price that you would have bought, like, earlier. So I'm a huge fan of Black Friday, especially now that the deals are actually
proper,
somewhat comparable to stateside. So, you know.
Interesting. Joel, you, you're down with them?
Yeah, I'm the same way, too.
You're still excited by them?
Yeah, because it's like you eliminate the whole hustle and bustle of, like, trying to find parking. Like, getting into, like, the mall itself. Mm. Never mind parking, but just getting into, you know, the mall vicinity just to do, like, Black Friday shopping. So, like, doing it online, it's much better. But yeah, like you said, like, the deals are there, and it's, as long as it's like 25%.
At least.
Or over, then it's good.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
But yeah, like, yeah, this is, maybe it's just like the retail hangover for me. This is the first year I haven't been in retail for Black Friday / Cyber Monday / Boxing Day. I was not excited. Like, I didn't care whatsoever. I didn't check any sales. Didn't do any shopping. I bought a house plant. I got it for 40% off. It was a good deal. And it was only because I was in that store working. That's just why I bought it. I didn't actually physically get up and go anywhere. But yeah, like, I just feel like the whole allure of, like, the sales and stuff is just gone for me. Because if I wanted it, I probably would have already bought it. Like, I feel like that's my mindset. Is if I like it enough at this price, I probably would have liked it enough at retail or closer to it. Like, I don't want to base my want for it off of the price. I definitely see the Christmas present thing and the gift. Like, that's insanely perfect. I just was poor planning and didn't actually do any Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
But so it kind of, like, leads me into my next question. Like, has the internet kind of ruined sales in a sense? More specifically, the aftermarket, more specifically StockX, I think it coincides really closely with how you can't find anything good at the outlet, can't find anything good on sale, and StockX existing. Like, because you used to be able to go and find good deals, and you would see it, and you would buy one, and you would leave the store. And now it's somebody sees it before you and buys them all and sells them. I don't think that was as prominent as it is now. Like, you already know what you want because of the internet, because you've been seeing it for 6 months. So you don't really have to worry about wondering what's going to be there. And then if there is something on sale, somebody else probably already scooped it up, because that's their part-time job, is finding stuff on sale and flipping it. Do you guys feel the same way, like, with the whole StockX thing? And, like, I just feel like you don't find those steals anymore for the crazy stuff that we used to. You guys share the same sentiment, kind of?
But at the same time, like, nothing coming out now is necessarily, like, a must-have. Not that I don't want it. It's just, it can definitely not be in my stacks. And, like, I don't know, like, the steals that I, like, my definition of a steal now is different from what it was back in the day, because of what, because exactly what's happened, right? So now it's like when I find a steal, like for me, a steal is when I went on this to livestock and saw, I think it was a pair of like 1530s or 1580s, or it was like the New Balance 1500 upper with like the 990.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Midsole and outsole, mm-hmm. when those were half price, mm-hmm. and it was in like a dope colorway. That was like, I was like, oh, that's fucking sick. But yeah. I still didn't buy it. Yeah. Just because like retail price for those was like $280, to be able to get those for half off is like ridiculously stupid. Yeah. Right? Yeah, so it's like that for me is a steal. Mm-hmm. But like, I get it though. Like, same, like walking into Nike, you're not going to find nothing like that. Especially Never. Nike.
Yeah.
Right. But New Balance, though, that's a different story. You can find some shit.
Yeah, you're going to have to widen your horizons to actually find, like, decent deals.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why I'm so turned off, because I'm like, I know I'm not going to find the specific things that I'm looking for regardless, so why even look?
Yeah, and anything hype is not going to be on there.
Not even just hype. Like, anything that has even the slightest bit of resale value, if it goes on sale, it's getting scooped up immediately and flipped on StockX for retail. Mm-hmm. They're flipping it for retail because they're making the difference, the 25-30% or whatever. Like, it's just, I know that all the cool thing, and not even saying I only like the quote unquote cool stuff, but like, I was looking, or I would have, the only thing I could think of would be the VC Raptor Shocks, the ones that I kept hating on, but I still kind of want it. Like, they're mostly white, and I would need to paint the Raptor claws purple.
Yeah.
Those ones, I know for a fact they didn't go on sale anywhere because I want them. Like, the brands know what you want, and that's what they don't put on sale.
Depends on the store.
You think so? Like, I think Foot Locker knows exactly what would that's sell out.
Never go to Foot Locker, bro.
Would sell out, and they don't put that on sale. It's all the stuff that...
That is already on
is
sale.
Is already on sale. Is going on deeper sale. Yeah. Like, that's the biggest scam. And I guess we know that from just from working there. But, like...
But, like, if you look hard enough, like, if you hit up, like, the small boutiques, or if you hit up the stores that are, like, in the outskirts, like, if you hit up, like, Closet Inc., they had, like, if they said that there was, like, a certain percentage off of your purchase.
Didn't matter.
There was no exclusions.
That's a sale to me.
Yeah.
That's a sale. No everything exclusion. Is on sale.
And, like, yo, my trigger finger was so itchy.
You were ready.
I couldn't.
I would have been ready, too. Because that's a sale. Not like, the fucking, there's an individual tag on each shoe and all the cool stuff is 5% off and all the crappy stuff is 80% off.
Yeah. I mean, they had different tiers, obviously, but like when they say that Nike is like 25% off, literally everything on Nike, there's no small sentence that says some exclusions may apply. None of that shit. Because I literally carted the Air Jordan 1 low with the black and purple.
Oh.
Put that in the cart.
And it would have been 30%.
And it went
up?
Down. No, I wish. It went down from 120 to 110. And I was like, yo, $10 off? Yo, my trigger finger was so itchy. But like, I was like, I had to buy Christmas presents still. But
yeah.
It's like, that's what I like. You know, like, that's why that's a proper sale. When I'm online shopping, I look to the smaller boutiques. Or like, even like overseas, I look at End Clothing, even though I still haven't ordered anything.
I'm scared.
I know.
Just because like, everyone I tell or everyone I ask is like, oh, it's hit and miss, man. Like, I've ordered from them tons of times, but one time they'll charge me 200 duties and other times they won't charge me at all. I'm like, all right, I don't want to get charged 200 in duties.
Scare me now.
Yeah. So, I mean, hit and miss, man.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think that all these promotional days, Black Friday, Boxing Day, Cyber Monday, are even catered towards us in the first place because we're such a narrow-minded consumer in a sense that we know exactly what we want and we've known exactly what we want for the past year. We're not going to walk into a store typically and buy something spur of the moment. It would have to be something really good to buy at spur of the moment. Like, you walk in and there's a door crasher. I don't know if I've ever purchased anything that was labeled as a door crasher in my life. It's catered towards people who are impulsive and not as focused on something, not as passionate about it. The more casual consumer who's just going to walk in and see a Puma Future Cat on sale for $49.99 and be like, oh my God, all my Christmas shopping is done.
My whole family's getting
my whole family is going to live in the future. You heard, Cat? shout out to Cat. but yeah, I just think it's not catered to us, and I guess that's part of working there and knowing that all the cool stuff doesn't go on sale, so I'm just kind of pessimistic about it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still not super down with it, but I'm not super against it. I'm going to see next year. after I've been away from retail for longer. And I experience it, yeah.
You'll see the perks.
I need, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You gotta go like the boutiques, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what? I can agree because I worked the boutique life and I completely agree. Some of the sales we had, I was like, are we even making money on this shoe right now? Yeah. Like some sales you get at boutiques because they don't have as much regulation as the bigger box stores. They just go buck wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, good talks. I still fuck Black Friday. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find that at canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Adding for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtag canadagotsoul and CGS to 2020 on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OZNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Marked.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 89 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye.
Peace. Bye-bye.
It wasn't a short episode.
It probably wasn't. Yeah.
No.
It never is. How long was it?
An hour and 20-ish.
Regular episode. Super regular episode.